Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the different fitan that will approach as the approach of Qiyamah comes, and we are explaining the Dajjal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that he'll come with quite such conclusive evidence, or such conclusive feats he'll perform, that a person doesn't need to get any information from any specialist, from any scientist, to confirm what he's saying. Directly in front of his eyes, he will see things that will appear to be 100% correct. But it will be going directly opposing to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. So what we do at that time, we obey the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. So what it's showing us, that as Qiyamah is getting closer, there will be this clash. There will be this continuous clash of what we see, what we hear, what we perceive to be correct. And sometimes and very often, if those things that we perceive and we hear, in fact all the times, if it happens to go against our deen, our sharia, we completely ignore it and we leave it. As it gets closer to Qiyamah, it starts getting stronger, the evidence gets stronger and stronger and stronger. But yet the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will always remain strong right up till the day of Qiyamah. To such an extent it will get so strong, is that now that evidence won't need to be transmitted to a person, he'll see it when Dajjal comes, that evidence, that conclusion that he can reach will be right in front of him. But there again the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam trump, and he must take and listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these ahadith we bring of all the different feats of Dajjal is to show us this, that he'll come with that conclusive evidence, that evidence that normally a person would take, but yet the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are greater evidence for a Muslim. So this is what a Muslim learns, and this is what a Muslim continues with throughout his life. At the moment it's still weak. When the Dajjal comes, it will be at its strongest phase. But still, we accept the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned before, Islam doesn't go against any type of evidence, any types of science, any types of progress. In fact, if Islam encourages these type of things. But the moment they go even an inch against our deen, even an inch against our sharia, we discard it and we give preference to our sharia. So in today's hadith, we'll find that person may think that now, if that time comes, what will happen to our iman? Our iman will be gone, our iman will be snatched. This hadith gives us hope that there will be such people also at that time with such iman, such strong iman, that all the feats of Dajjal won't change them. In fact, when they see these things, their iman will start getting stronger. So it gives us hope, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from these type of believers, these type of mu'mineen, that when the challenges come, instead of we are getting weaker, we become stronger. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Dajjal appears, a believer will go towards him. So firstly we see now there's a believer that's not frightened for Dajjal, he's going towards him. The armed guards of Dajjal will ask, where are you going? He will reply, I'm going towards the one who has emerged. In other words, he's referring to Dajjal. They will ask, do you believe in our Lord Dajjal? These guards now will say, do you believe in our Lord Dajjal? So he will reply, our Lord Allah is not concealed. Our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not concealed. In other words, Dajjal is hidden, he's hiding here, he's got all his guards. Our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not concealed. He doesn't need guards, he doesn't need all these things, he doesn't need to hide away. They will say, kill him. Now these guards will say, kill him. They will then say to one another, did your Lord not prohibit you from killing someone without his permission? But now they'll have a small debate. Your Lord not telling you, referring to Dajjal, that don't kill anybody, first get his permission. They will then take him to Dajjal. When the believer sees him, now when the believer sees him, showing the level of iman of this person, he will say, O people, this is Dajjal whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. Now imagine at that time also he's being brave with iman, that he tells all the people around it, this is Dajjal whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. Dajjal will order that he be laid on his stomach. He will then say, Dajjal will say, seize him and strike him on his head and face. The beating will be so severe that it will expand his back and his stomach. He will ask, do you not believe in me? Showing the level of iman of this person. After getting such a beating that it will increase his stomach and his back, then he will be asked, now do you not believe in me? He will reply, you are the false Messiah, you are Dajjal. Now he'll openly say that you are Dajjal. In other words, he's not going back on his word. He will then order him to be sawn with a saw from the center of his head until between his legs. From the center of his head right through till between his legs, he will be sawn with a saw. The Dajjal will then walk between the two halves of his body and say to him, stand up, and he will stand up straight. He will then ask him, do you believe in me? Now do you believe in me? In other words, he'll be producing all these evidence, all these things that outwardly will make him seem as though this person is Allah. But he's not Allah. So now he's asking him, now do you believe in me? He will reply, now I'm even more convinced that you are the Dajjal. Because why? He heard the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had the iman of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these things were not decreasing his iman, it was increasing his iman. This believer now will say, oh people, he will not be able to do this to anybody else after me. The Dajjal will seize him in order to slaughter him, but Allah Pak will place a copper between his neck and collarbone, and he will be unable to do so. The Dajjal will not be able to slaughter him now. He will grab him by his hands and legs and throw him. People will assume that he has thrown him into the fire, but he will have thrown him into Jannah. He's actually taken this person now and threw him. Outwardly, he's looking like this person has gone into fire. Again, deceiving the evidence that he's showing that it's fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, he's not fire, he's thrown him into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, this person will be the greatest martyr in the sight of Allah. The greatest shaheed in the sight of Allah will be this person. Why? Because he went directly opposing to what the eyes were saying, and he took the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us such iman on the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nothing can shake us, nothing can frighten us. What Allah Pak has said is 100% true. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is 100% true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman and save us from all the different fitans that are approaching and that will come. As we know, today is the day of Jumu'ah. We should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday. Encourage the family also. Take out some time and recite Surah Al-Kahf. If a person doesn't have time, at least read the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat. But don't miss out reading the Surah Al-Kahf at all. At least read the first 10 and the last 10 ayat. And we should increase our du'as on this day, especially at the time between Asr and Maghrib. Try and come early before Maghrib Salah and make du'a, because ulama of the opinion that most likely du'as are answered in these moments. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.